Hey guys, it's Nick from Game Time. Thanks for listening to our podcast and stream online and on the app. Just remember, it's still radio, 1620 The Zone AM radio. So please remember, all the time you spend listening to 1620 The Zone AM radio, remember, 1620 The Zone AM radio. So how about this? Quick segment here because we went long on the mailbag. We'll get back on clock, but how about this? ESPN recorded its highest Western Conference Finals Game 1 since 2012 last night, higher than last year's Eastern Conference Game 1, which obviously would have been Braun versus Celtics. So I want you to really think about that for a second, though, and I'll give you my idea or my thought of what really is happening there. Because on the surface, you'd go, whoa, maybe, I mean, you talk about, because let's think about it. Portland, that's not a big NBA market or big, you know, brand, and then I say a huge brand that's going to draw in. Like the Celtics draw in people, you know what I mean? Like the Lakers draw in people. Portland doesn't really draw in a bunch of people. And then Golden State, they don't have KD. So what? How is that? How did that get a higher rating than last year's Eastern Conference Finals and the highest rating since 2012 Western Conference Finals? I mean, like, what the heck? You know what I think it is? What was the lead-in show?
Oh, the draft lottery.
Ooh. Zion. You want to know why? Like people say, "Oh, guy is a superstar." That's the only way I can explain it. That's the only way I can explain it. Because the one thing you find out, and that's why I'm so lucky to have Gary and Damon's show before mine, is like you need a great lead in. It makes a difference. It makes a difference what show is on prior to when you come on. It makes a difference. Where sometimes you have a bad lead-in and you're starting at like a zero audience. You know what I mean? But you get a great lead-in. You know, then it just builds off each other. That's why you see in concerts, you want to have a good opening. You know, your openers gradually get better, right? Help get the people there and get people seated and get ready to go. Same thing with like, I mean, back in the day when Friends and Seinfeld used to be on back-to-back, it's like, well, it helps to have, you know, for Seinfeld was the biggest show going, but it helped to have Friends lead them in. Remember TGIF with like Family Matters and then Full House and all that, like, Step by Step, and all, like, it helped to have those shows lead into each other. It helps that I have Gary Sharp and Damon Benning talking on the radio from 7 to 11 before I come on the air. It helps. And I really believe that last night you can attribute the massive rating to Zion. It's the only thing that makes sense. It doesn't. Nothing else really makes sense. To me, nothing else really makes sense for that to be the highest-rated Western Conference Finals since 2012, and it was higher than last year's Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Finals. Because, again, when did they announce the winner of the lottery? Right at the end, right? So you had to tune in. So it was like winner of the lottery, and then jump ball was basically happening for Portland and Golden State. Get you sucked in, get you locked in, get you tuned in, and then boom. So that you see that number, it can't be that people are so damn interested in Portland and them trying to beat a KD-less Warriors team.
Can't be.
It can't be. I really believe that is the Zion effect, and all last night was just who wins the sweepstakes of getting to draft Zion. Wasn't like Zion was playing or anything like that. It was just Zion in a suit, ping pong balls bouncing around, and then somebody reads who wins, and there you go. That's it. That is it. I really believe. I really believe that that's the reason. 402-951-1620. Coming up next, what have we been talking about where it's like you sleep for a day and you might miss a new Nebraska recruit? It happened again.
I literally just saw
it. Just happened again, guys. Fred Hoiberg got another player. I'll tell you who it is when we come back.